What if the way you've been taught to communicate your entire life is actually sabotaging your message? Every morning, we check our phones 344 times. We spend just 26 seconds reading any piece of content. One-third of all emails never get opened. We're not lazy, we're drowning. In this ocean of information, most communication sinks without a trace. But there's a life raft, a method born from the trenches of digital journalism that's revolutionizing how the NFL, CIA, and even the Pope share their most critical messages. It's called smart brevity, and it's built on a humbling truth. Nobody is reading what you write, no matter how important you think it is. Smart brevity isn't about dumbing things down. It's about respecting reality. Think of it as building a house for your idea, one designed for people who are sprinting past, not strolling through. The foundation has four parts: a six-word headline that stops the scroll, a single knockout sentence that delivers the core message, a why it matters section that answers the question forming in every reader's mind, and optional depth for those rare souls who want more. This isn't a straitjacket, it's sheet music. The structure provides logic, but you bring the jazz. Consider how the CIA transformed intelligence briefings for President Trump. Instead of bureaucratic fog like Taliban activity patterns suggest potential escalation scenarios, they delivered clarity. Warning: Taliban militants have been quiet, but sources detect movement suggesting imminent violence. Why it matters? American citizens should be vigilant. Threat level? Rising. Same information, radically different impact. When your audience includes the most distracted person on the planet, you learn fast or you fail. The creators of this method didn't start as minimalists. As journalists at Politico, they measured their worth in word count, crafting 2,000-word epics they assumed readers devoured. Then the data arrived like a cold slap. 80% of readers abandoned articles after the first page. Even paying customers, sophisticated professionals shelling out thousands for premium news, only wanted 5% of stories to be long. The math was devastating. More words meant fewer readers. Always. This led to Axios, launched in 2017 with a radical promise: we won't waste your time. They hired Nicholas Johnston, who'd trained Wall Street traders to consume news in seconds. He plastered their walls with mantras: have the courage to take your hands off the keyboard. Blocks of text sadden the eye. The most powerful? I don't care what the fifth word is, as long as the first four are "read won't seek re-election." They learned that brevity isn't about being shallow. It's about being confident enough to stop talking. Here's the uncomfortable truth. After reading your email, your memo, your presentation, most people remember exactly one thing, if you're lucky. So why are you trying to say 12 things? The discipline of smart brevity demands you identify your one big thing and deliver it in one strong sentence. Everything else is decoration. Think about how you naturally communicate when it matters. You don't call your friend after a wild night and begin with context and background. You blurt out, "You won't believe what happened." That instinct, that first spontaneous explanation, should be your opening sentence, always. When Cliff Sims struggled writing his White House memoir, he was told to record himself telling the stories aloud. That became his book. We know how to communicate. We just forget when we sit down to write. Lisa Ross, CEO of Edelman, puts it bluntly: we hide our insecurity with extra words. When lawyers and communication specialists get involved, "we'll return when people feel safe" becomes corporate sludge about stakeholder safety protocols and evolving risk assessments. Direct, clear, honest, that's what breaks through. Everything else is noise we create to avoid being vulnerable. Your subject line is a battlefield. You have 6 words, maybe, to win or lose. That's what displays on a phone before the text cuts off. 6 words to make someone stop scrolling and actually look. The Axios team discovered this through ruthless testing. Eddie Barenbaum, a real estate executive, increased his open rates dramatically by including recognizable names in subject lines and asking himself one question: would I read this if I hadn't written it? The brain makes instant decisions: read or delete, remember or forget. Each word after your opening is a battle to maintain attention. Venture capitalist Chris Sacca, with 1.6 million followers, advises, write your email, then make the first two or three sentences say everything. University of Maryland research confirms most readers only scan, hunting for reasons to stop reading. Give them too much text, jargon, or choices, and they're gone. Respect isn't shown through thoroughness, it's shown through brevity. After your knockout opening, readers ask, so what? This is where why it matters becomes your secret weapon. Most people are too busy to connect dots. They need you to draw the line from information to relevance. What changes? What's at risk? Why should this matter to them today? Compare weak framing to strong axioms. This is what's important to know versus why it matters. A trend we've been observing versus the big picture. Let's look at the data versus by the numbers. The difference isn't subtle. It's the difference between being ignored and being heard. These bold signposts guide scanning readers to meaning. When Jamie Dimon writes 32,000 word letters to shareholders, his team now creates smart brevity versions, 30,420 words shorter, that capture key messages. Because what matters isn't what you said, but what they remember. In an age where continuous partial attention is our default state, where we're always thinking about the next notification even while reading your words, communication has become an act of radical respect. Smart brevity isn't a gimmick. It's recognition that human attention is the scarcest resource we have. When Mark Smith, a middle school teacher, adopted these principles, his students loved it because they just want to write as little as possible. But parents loved it because they finally knew what was happening in their kids' classes. This method has transformed how hundreds of organizations operate, from BP training 500 communicators worldwide to achieving 90% open rates on internal newsletters to remote teams finally understanding what leadership actually wants. The revolution isn't about writing less, it's about mattering more. It's about having the courage to stop talking when you've said what needs saying. Because in a world where everyone is shouting, the whisper that cuts through is the one that respects the listener enough to be brief. Your ideas deserve to be heard. Your audience deserves not to waste time. Smart brevity is the bridge between those two truths. Short, but never shallow. Direct, but never cold. Brief, because that's how respect sounds in the 21st century.